Violet Knox. Thank you very much, WMFO. Thank you.
Oh my goodness, that was mesmerizing. I can't wait to get you guys in here and talk to you in a few minutes. Beautiful, Violent Knox. I heard him about a month ago when Andrew was hosting this show. I loved him then. Now that I've heard this half an hour set they did, I love them even more. I'm going to find out where we can find their songs. I'm downloading everything I can get my hands on. That was beautiful. Violent Knox in Studio D here at WMFO in Medford. Quick little PSA. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org. Woo, still getting over that set. That was brilliant. So, in the meantime, while I was preparing for the show, I did find out that the Shanghai Lows had a brand new single out, like brand new. I think it's going to be hitting the airwaves officially on Friday. And I had Billy queued on my iTunes list. And I was going to, you know, I tried to get my hands on the new single. And it's like, ah, I can't find it. I'll just, you know, I'll play Billy. I got here and they had given Andrew Wilson a CD of the Shanghai Lows brand new single titled Takes One to Know One. I'm going to play this single and a couple more songs and talk about a show that I am so very honored to be playing with the Shanghai Lows. Matter of fact, I'm just going to talk about it right now before we play their songs. The Shanghai Lows are going to be at the Magic Room on Saturday, December 10th. It's a rock and roll holiday party at the Magic Room, Saturday, December 10th, with Diablo Gatto, the Shanghai Lows, who I just mentioned, Muck and the Myers, and the band I play drums in, Little Billy Lost. It'll be on Saturday, December 10th, at the Magic Room, rock and roll holiday party. And it's also part of the 75th anniversary for Toys for Tots. And we're going to have a couple boxes there so you can bring toys to the show and drop them in the boxes for all the needy children and everybody else out there. The 75th anniversary for Toys for Tots. And very much looking forward to it. So I'm going to play the brand new single from the Shanghai Lows. I hope you enjoy it. Cueing it up. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Loading, loading, loading.
Oh, sensory.
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah, that's the normal.
It's in the blurry.
Here they come, across the floor.
Are you guys okay if I play a couple more songs and then talk to you? Alright, cool.
I'll forget your name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where's the joy in
Lost it.
All right, Muck in the Myers with I'm Your Man. Before that, we heard Diablogado and their single. I had it right here in front of me. Hold on, one. Jet Black Night. And before that, a brand new single by the Shanghai Lows called Takes One to Know One. And one more time, all three of these bands, plus Little Billy Lost, will be at the Magic Room in Norwood, Massachusetts on Saturday, December 10th, in a celebration of the 75th year for Toys for Tots. Come on out. Love to see you. So I've got Violet Knox in the studio with me. So let me just start by gushing. The first time I heard you guys was like about a month ago when Andrew, played you on his show. And then I heard that you were going to be the guest Studio D band. I was excited just knowing that. Boy, did you not disappoint. That was magnificent. I was telling Andrew when I got home, I'm going to go out and buy like everything you got. So real quick, I mean, I'm guessing Bandcamp is one place people can find your music. Got all digital platforms. So do we need a mic up on here? Which one? This guy?
Two and three.
Here we go. All right.
Hello, world. Can you hear us?
All right.
Hello.
Debut studio.
Yeah.
Running the board.
Yeah.
Having a good time, though.
Yeah. So we're on all those digital platforms, you can find us.
Really,
yeah.
Just beautiful, there's so many,
Bandcamp, Spotify.
All that stuff, but sure. Really, I really enjoyed everything, and you could have played for another half an hour, as far as I was concerned. That was magnificent. Maybe I mean, I really,
thank you very much.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Big, yeah, I'm a new convert from this point forward. So we've got Dez and Andrew.
Yes.
Do you mostly perform as the two of you, or are there other people you perform with?
Well, we have Noelle Dorsey plays with us when she's available. We have the way that we usually record, we'll have vocalists come in and do tracks that they like, and if they're available for live, they'll perform with us. So the duo is really the core of the band now, but it depends on people's availability and what the format of the show is and things like that.
Well, I just heard the duo. I'd go see. I'm sure the other people are magnificent. Sold with the duo.
Noelle is amazing. If she's listening, hello, Noelle.
All right. Well, I got to come out and see you guys with Noelle. Yeah.
Well, she said last time we rehearsed with her, she said, well, the thing is, you guys really don't need vocals. And I think she's wrong. She's fantastic.
Well, she's really great. I get what she's saying. That was beautiful, what I just heard without the vocals. That sample with the vocals, was that her or
yes.
you? Oh, okay,
yeah.
There you go.
A song called Magnetar from our Eris Wakes album that was released this past March. And that is Noelle Dorsey's vocals sampled because she's not here.
Yeah. Right.
But she does it live when she is.
That's kind of a refiguring of what's on the record. So the track is much more of a full vocal, and we don't really want to just kind of play that back live, so we just kind of refigure it a little bit so we've got something we can perform with her vocals on it, but without it seeming like we're just, dropping a recorded track in there.
It worked.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, to that end, do you have any shows coming up where we could see you sooner than later?
Well, for the next few months, we're going to be recording our sixth album, so we're just planning that, and that hopefully will be coming out in later spring. We do have a show we're just putting together now, March 3rd at May Day in Providence. So we'll take the next few months to record. We have a huge event that will be announced at the end of January. We can't really say much now.
I love that.
But we'll be announced at the end of March. And then April 29th, we'll be doing another big experimental electronic event at JP First Church. So I know that's a ways away, but please plan it.
Gotcha.
So think about the summer and the spring,
So if I go on to the interwebs and go collect everything I can get my hands on, I can get on a mailing list so when these shows pop up, I can find out where you're playing?
That's a good question.
Yeah, we don't have a mailing list yet.
Okay.
But if you send me a message through direct message,
gotcha.
Part of message through Instagram.
But at some point, Facebook, ends up in your social media world.
Yeah.
Oh, it always
you know,
ends up
definitely,
in Instagram. Yeah.
We do a lot of promoting our shows, so you would definitely be invited, of course.
Yeah. Well.
Like VIP, man. Come on.
Convert. And my better half's at home listening to this, and when I get home, she's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys
going.
Are really good. We're going. Yeah. Exactly.
Get your March, April calendars out. Come on. Let's go.
And we just last month, I guess it was, we did our first show at that church in JP. And
it was amazing.
Yeah. It had projections up on the whole ceiling. Sound was really reverberant and sort of experimental electronic night. It's a nice place to do that kind of thing because it's not a club where everybody needs to be standing up.
You know, well, not to make it about me, because this is about
no,
you.
No, do it.
But being from Detroit, our electronica music scene has been huge forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things that put a big smile on my face when I heard you guys play. It's like, they would love these guys in Detroit.
Oh, that's
for the
nice
record, I've said that about a half dozen Boston area bands. You know, like, oh, we got to go to Detroit.
Compliment.
You know, you know. I'll try and make that. One day, I hope to have a Boston Invades Detroit show and a Detroit Invades Boston show. So hopefully, but I told when you started playing, it's like, oh, yeah.
I'm super down for that.
Yeah. You know, but that electronica in Detroit is like, you know, it's, you got the Motown and garage and electronica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that was beautiful. I mean, I could totally tech out on all the equipment that you use in there because I am a fan of that kind of stuff. And one of the bands that I played in many moons ago, we definitely had a lot of techie stuff floating around. And that's a whole long, boring conversation that nobody wants to hear.
Not boring.
But not only do you have some beautiful state-of-the-art equipment, you clearly know what you're doing. No glitches. I mean, that I could tell. And you just were in the pocket and it's like, no, we're doing this and we're going to move from this into this and the segues between all the songs. It's like, wow. I mean, did I tell you I like you guys?
Thank you. I'm glad we pulled it off. Yeah. We try to keep any of the stuff that we don't have nailed down out of the live shows.
We do rehearse a lot.
There you go.
Like for hours, you know, we could end up working on like a song or a part.
Well,
and the pandemic proved to be, I think, for us, super positive because...
Well, not super positive for us particularly, but we certainly got things out of it. How would you call the pandemic super positive? But
you could really get some stuff.
On a creative level.
Yes, exactly.
It was great.
You know, it was like, what are we going to do? We're going to get deeper into this music. So.
Right. Have you explored the option of maybe getting involved with some electronica shows around the country and the world?
Thinking about it, sure.
Because there's lots of them.
There are,
There's something you mentioned a moment ago which makes that complicated. And that is the pile of gear and how you're going to travel with it if you're not on wheels. If you're going to fly, then you've got a whole
different set. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
But it's... don't use it as an excuse. It's doable.
Okay.
Did I say it was a pain in the butt?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a pain in the butt.
I'll get a laptop.
A good pain in the butt.
You know, and you might have to invest in some Anvil cases that aren't cheap. Mm. But at least you don't have the anxiety of your equipment making it in working.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll have the anxiety. Don't you worry about that.
It's my anxiety, and I'll have it whenever I want.
You can't take it from me.
Well, really magnificent. I really enjoyed it. And so like I said, as soon as I get home, well, full disclosure, I'll probably get home about 1:30. I'm probably not going to do it tonight. But tomorrow morning when I'm having my coffee, I'm going online and I'm just, I'm searching for all of it. That was just absolutely beautiful. And I got to thank Andrew. I heard you for the first time on his show a month ago. And I was just like, whoa. And I'm not telling anything you don't know. As far as the Boston music scene goes, you got your own lane that you're in. And, because I'm familiar with it, it's like, I'm not sure how many people are getting what's going on right now. But for those of us who do, I know they're really digging
awesome
this.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you so very much for coming in. And, you know, again, thank you to Andrew for playing you a month ago and inviting you to come in and do this with Joel and everyone. And so, yeah, I apologize in advance, but hopefully the next time you play a show, I'm probably going to be there front and center.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah.
Violet Knox, everybody.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
So, all right, well, let's get back into all the fun here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. I've already done all my PSAs, so I know I'm good with that. I've got a boatload of songs to play, and I know I'm not going to get to all of them. So I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to cherry pick and pick, Sophie's Choice. I'm going to have to start playing stuff out of order from how I curated everything. Just so my friends stay my friends. So to that end, I just played the International Pop Overthrow, and one of the bands on the bill was Michael Oliver, who is a longtime dear friend, and he performed with Michael Oliver and the Sacred Band. And so let's start off the next set with Michael Oliver and the Sacred Band.
It's complicated.
Oh, man, I'm having the best time tonight. thank you, Joel, for inviting me in. That was a three block of people that I have known and loved in the Boston music scene for a long time. The last song that you just heard was by Girl with a Hawk with my beautiful friend Linda Vienz, and the song is titled The Ones. Before that, we heard a song by the I Want You and my buddy in that band, Jim Gerdeman. Oh man, I love you so much. You've helped me out in so many different ways. That song was called Break Off. And before that, we heard Michael Oliver and the Sacred Band featuring Michael Oliver, one of the most beautiful people in the Boston music scene. And that song was called Complicated. So let's keep moving here. I'm thinking I had a really nice crafted, curated playlist. And because we're running out of time, I got to get more creative with this. I think I'm going to jump ahead here. And I'm going to go, I'm actually going to be doing something with this person, and I can't even talk about it. It's very creative and artistic, but she has a brand new project called Mary Cherry Bomb, and this is a brand new single, and I'm going to play it for you now, a single from Mary Cherry Bomb.
Yeah.
you got the wrong devil. Hold on to that tail. We'll be right back.
Whitfield and the Savages with Bloody Mary. Oh, I love that man. Love me some Barrents. Thank you, Barrents. Before that, we heard Speed Fossil, which Little Billy Lost just played with them at the Midway Cafe last weekend for the International Pop Overthrow. Speed Fossil, another brilliant local band. Love those guys. Before that, we had the hot, super hot Crow Follow with their song, Wrong Devil. Those guys are hotter than hot. And we opened up the set with a very good friend of mine, Mary Cherrybomb, and her brand new, mostly brand new, single called Fake News. Fake fake nudes, not news, nudes, N-U-D-E-S. So I got 11:55. That's roughly, you know, 4 minutes here. I think I can squeeze in two more songs. I'll get one for sure. Here's another person that I love to pieces like Mises. Here's something from The Pills. We'll be right back. Oh, man, thank you so very much. I had the best time tonight. That was Pop Goes Mandy by The Pills, another incredible local power pop band. So much brilliance going around, and I am so proud and happy and honored. I got to share some of my favorite musical artists and music and bands with you tonight. I hope I pass the audition. I hope Joel invites me back, at some point in the future. But truly, thank you so very much. I had a wonderful time. And, until next time.
I'm fine. Come on.
Okay. And who's up next?
The Silk Joe Slop Hour.
What he said.
Yeah.